Opening day is right around the corner as a young Post 42 team comes off a 15-36 season. Joining me right now is longtime Gillette Rough Rider manager Nate Perleberg. Hey, Nate, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, Chris. Good to be talking to you again.
Right? It is already upon us. Another season is here. And I know there's a lot of competition for spots. I'm sure practice has been spirited and competitive. What say you about that?
Yeah, for sure. And it's going to be, you know, on changing where, you know, each week might look a little bit different for a long time. And there's even some guys that I think by the end of the summer will be ready. And it's going to take some time until they're ready to get that, you know, call up to the big league, so to speak. So lots of guys that we're taking our time and developing. And, you know, we've got some good returners too. But, yeah, it's great because there's daily competition and guys are having to fight for their spots. And they're doing that the right way competitively, but also, you know, encouraging each other too and being good teammates.
And that's so important, especially with the young team, when you develop that leadership and these guys talking to each other, helping each other get better. Let's talk pitching. I would say pitching is probably the biggest question mark for this squad. You have a young staff with a ton of upside. What are you seeing from those guys so far?
Yeah, for sure. We lost, you know, a lot of wins on the mound from last year's team and just a lot of experience in the guys that we did lose. So, you're right. There is a ton of talent, and it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some, you know, some trust in developing in our pitching program and making sure that our guys are doing things that we need them to do every week. And you know, that's the name of the game, right? Is pitching, and so we can never have enough of it. And we're looking at every guy right now, literally, and there's going to be a lot of guys tried out at different points in the season, and hopefully by the end we feel like we can get you know, a good six or seven guys that are really, really competitive and can really give us the chance to win. And that's what it's going to take at the, you know, at the state tournament later in the summer.
Now, your batting order has a few dangerous returners and guys that could really break out this season. That being said, a lot of youngsters will also be in the lineup, so you'll have to manufacture runs by doing the little things, as you know. And how do you feel about the makeup of your offense? I know it's early.
Yeah, I like us a lot. And, you know, I think this could be definitely a strength for us is, you know, with losing the pitching, is I feel like our lineup is not going to take a hit as far as you know, you never know from year to year, but we do feel like this lineup is going to be balanced and have a lot of different pieces to it as far as, you know, speed and power and the ability to produce runs. And I think a lot of it with a young team is just understanding that it's offense, it's not hitting, it's offense, and we have to figure out how to score runs. It's not just by, you know, like by hitting the three-run homer or whatever. It's by executing, like you said. That's something we've always prided ourselves on, and that's been a big, important so far at practices. We've really, really been working on team offense and trying to establish that right away in our daily habits.
Now, you've built and sustained a terrific program year in and year out at Post 42, so there's always a lot of expectations for your squads every year. What are some goals that you and your dudes have for this season? Like, what does a successful Rough Rider season look like to you? You went 15-36 a year ago.
Yeah, I don't know if we can, you know, put a number of wins on there. It's really hard because you can play, you know, really well and win. You can play really well and lose. You can play really poorly and win. You can play really poorly and lose. And there's just so many different outcomes that can happen, but you know, we really don't talk a lot about, you know, like a rebuild or you know, that this is going to be a down year or whatever from year to year. The expectation's been set is we want to, you know, contend for a state championship. And, you know, I think with a young team, it's sometimes you get guys that just don't know any better, you know, and they go out every day and they're not, it's not too big for them. And that's kind of hopefully what we're hoping for by the end of the summer. And so I don't know if we've really set those goals yet as far as what we think it can be, but I think as a program, it's always to you know, play the last game of the season, which is in the state championship, and hopefully win that. So I think if you're setting goals that aren't to win a state championship, then, you know, it's just the wrong business here, because we're, you know, that's what we've always tried to do from the first year I was here.
And this is more of a comment than a question, Nate, but your schedule, it's pretty tough this year. Like, it's a tough schedule, and I feel like you did that on purpose. What say you about that real quick?
Yeah, and, you know, it would have been an easy year to you know, lighten that schedule up a little bit, but just really wanted them to be, you know, battle-tested and know what it's going to have to look like to play against quality teams with hosting a regional again this year. And you get better by playing those teams. So the overall record might be, you know, it might be tougher to, you know, to win 50 or 60 games. You might be looking more towards, you know, that 500 mark with playing such a tough schedule. But that's what's going to prepare us, you know, the most for the end of the year.
The Rough Riders open their 2022 season this Sunday afternoon, weather permitting, at Spearfish starting at 1 o'clock. Opening day this Sunday on 93.3 The Legend, online at BasinsRadio.com on The Legend stream and on the app.